This is World Update with Dan Damon. Hillary Clinton is expected formally to announce her support for Barack Obama's candidacy within a few days. We'll talk to one of her superdelegate backers about what might be going through her mind. The World Food Summit in Rome has failed to produce funding pledges to match what the UN says is needed. We'll hear from a UN official trying to change the way the world feeds itself, and why global finance and speculation cause economic chaos. All that after the latest news.
BBC News with Gaynor Howells. An American military officer has been acquitted at a court-martial of trying to cover up the killing of 24 unarmed Iraqis in the town of Haditha, northwest of Baghdad, in 2005. Lieutenant Andrew Grayson was the first of three Marines to be tried in the case, the biggest US criminal prosecution involving civilian deaths in Iraq. It's alleged that the killings were carried out by American troops as revenge in the wake of a roadside bombing in which a US Marine died. The foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, is visiting Baghdad. He's the first foreign minister from a Gulf Arab state to visit Iraq since the American-led invasion 5 years ago. Emergency services in Israel say one person has been killed and two wounded by a rocket fired from Gaza. The rocket is reported to have hit a factory in the Neir Oz kibbutz in southern Israel. A BBC World Service investigation has uncovered evidence of serious flaws in a United Nations-run scheme to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in developing countries. The BBC found examples in India of companies claiming carbon credits worth millions of dollars for emission-cutting schemes that managers admitted would have been implemented anyway. Reports from the United States say Hillary Clinton is preparing to acknowledge in the next few days that Barack Obama has won the Democratic nomination for the presidency. Her campaign director says she'll host an event in Washington on Saturday at which she'll express her support for Senator Obama and for party unity. The authorities in Burma have arrested the country's most famous comedian, who's been leading a private effort to deliver aid to cyclone victims. The family of the man, known as Zaganar, say police searched his house in Rangoon and detained him. The military government has been heavily criticised for obstructing foreign aid efforts. And there have been protests across India against the government's decision to raise fuel prices by 10% in response to surging world oil prices. BBC News.
Hello, this is World Update from the BBC World Service in London. I'm Dan Damon. How close will Hillary Clinton get to Barack Obama? Side by side on the convention platform, or just one of the waving crowd on stage at the end of his keynote speech? John Osman is a member of the Democratic National Committee of Florida. He's also a superdelegate. On Tuesday, despite it looking increasingly obvious that Barack Obama would acquire the number of delegates needed to secure qualification as the Democratic nominee, Mr. Osman declared for Senator Hillary Clinton. He said he was trying to send a message to the Barack Obama campaign. He favours a Hillary slot on the ticket as vice president. So I asked him, what would Hillary bring to a joint ticket?
She got 17,500,000 voters, tremendous support among women, among elderly, and among lower income groups that he could really use. For example, in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, there were 17 counties that Barack Obama, even though he's the presumptive nominee, got single digits, and she ran over him with more than 90% of the vote. So it's he needs to do some healing, too, as well as her.
One problem might be that if he takes her on as his vice presidential backer, he has to deal with Bill Clinton as well, and he apparently is playing less and less well with the electorate.
Bill Clinton's a tremendous asset to any candidate. I was talking with Hillary Clinton yesterday for 20-some minutes, and I shared with her that I understand how the spouse of a candidate reacts more vociferously. It's their loved ones who are being attacked, and they have a tendency just to say some off-the-wall and want to do some crazy stuff to protect the ones they love.
Is there any other part she could play in the campaign other than as the vice presidential candidate that might still satisfy her or promises for future roles in government?
And she's the U.S. Senator of the one of the largest states in the union. She's the former first lady, so obviously next step up is vice president or president. You know, she's 60 years old, so this might be her last chance to run for either one of those offices. It's something for Barack Obama to do. It goes back to that Olympic example. Does the person who comes in first reach down to the defeated person and say, you've made me a better candidate, you made me a better sprinter? Or does the person who lost have to reach up and say, congratulations, you know, go represent our party in the battle? Now, ideally, both things happen at the same time, but sometimes one of them's got to move first.
How long will this take, this decision-making, to find out who should be the vice presidential candidate and what Hillary might do?
I think she's got probably a week to make up her mind, because she's going to have to talk to a lot of her delegates and supporters. Barack Obama, even with all the superdelegates who went in his direction, is only 200 votes up out of more than 4,000 votes that are going to be cast. So he has a margin, but he doesn't have a gigantic margin. Obviously, he's going to be the nominee, but the last Democratic nominee from Illinois, Adlai Stevenson, in 1956, threw the vice presidential slot up to the delegates.